Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Galatians 6, 14 to 18. Galatians chapter 6, the verses 14 to 18. As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. It doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation. May God's peace and mercy be upon all who live by this principle. They are the new people of God. From now on, don't let anyone trouble me with these things, for I bear on my body the scars that show I belong to Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. My theme for reflection is boasting in the cross. Boasting in the cross. There is something familiar about the way we measure our lives, by achievements, recognition, or the small victories that make us feel we are doing well. A good day at work, a kind word from someone we respect, even a moment of personal success can lift our spirits. And yet, if we are honest, those feelings rarely last as long as we hope. Into that restless search for contentment, Galatians 6, 14 to 18 speaks with striking clarity. Writing to a community pressured to prove their worth through religious performance, the Apostle Paul draws a bold line: may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In a world shaped by honor, status, and visible markers of identity, Paul rejects every conventional ground for pride, heritage, achievement, even religious observance, and centers everything on the cross. This is radical. The cross was not a symbol of beauty or inspiration in the first century. It was an instrument of shame and execution. To boast in the cross was in many ways to redefine what truly matters. Paul is not glorifying suffering for its own sake. He is pointing to the decisive act of God's love, where human striving ends and divine grace begins. In the cross, the world's values are inverted. What appears weak becomes powerful, and what seems foolish becomes wisdom. As Martin Luther once wrote, the cross alone is our theology. In other words, everything we need to know about God and ourselves is revealed there. The cross tells us that our deepest identity is not earned but given, not achieved but received. Scripture reinforces this truth. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 we read, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Paul echoes this in Galatians. What counts is not external markers, but becoming new. This is not a cosmetic change. It is a transformation at the level of identity. We are no longer defined by the shifting standards of the world, but by the steady, unchanging love of God. For the 21st century Christian, this is both liberating and challenging. We live in a culture that constantly invites us to curate our lives, to present ourselves in ways that earn approval and admiration. But the cross gently disrupts that narrative. It asks, where do you truly find your worth? In what do you quietly boast? And is that foundation strong enough to hold you when life becomes uncertain? To live by the cross is not to withdraw from the world, but to be reoriented within it, It means our successes no longer define us and our failures no longer destroy us. It means we relate to others not with superiority or insecurity, but with humility and grace. It means we carry in our own lives the quiet marks of belonging to Christ, not necessarily visible scars, but a transformed way of being, patient, forgiving, grounded, and free. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I currently seeking my sense of worth and contentment? Number two, what would it look like practically to boast in the cross in my daily life? And now, our exercise for the day, one simple exercise for the day. Take a moment to name one achievement or identity you often rely on for your sense of worth. Then, in prayer, consciously place it before God and say, "My identity is in Christ alone." Notice how that shifts your perspective throughout the day. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the cross, the place where love was revealed and grace was given. Teach us to find our identity not in what we achieve, but in what you have done. Free us from the need to prove ourselves and anchor us in your unchanging love. Shape our lives so that we reflect your humility, your mercy, and your peace. And may we live each day as your new creation, held by your grace and guided by your Spirit. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.